Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leaving Israel now for Qatar, site of that Israeli attack on Hamas members in Doha. The U.S. is trying to ease tensions between Israel and Qatar, both close American allies. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a deal has been reached to avoid a ban on TikTok, details to be let go later this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson will lead a memorial service for Charlie Kirk tonight inside the U.S. Capitol, as Utah Governor Spencer Cox says detectives are still piecing together information about the suspect in Kirk's killing, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who's said to not be cooperating with police.
Investigators also confirming they've now interviewed Robinson's roommate, with whom they say he was romantically involved. Officials say Robinson had no military experience, but was proficient with a firearm. Multiple social media posts by his family show him posing with guns.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News. Big anti-immigration protest held in London over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people taking part. ABC's Lama Hassan was there.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer responding on social media, saying Britain is a nation proudly built on tolerance, diversity and respect. He said our flag represents our diverse country, adding that we will never surrender it to those that use it as a symbol of violence, fear and division.
Pumpkin spice, move over. ABC's Wayne Cabot says there's a new flavor in town.
The new flavor of fall may very well be pecan. For the first time, Starbucks is adding pecan beverages to its full-time menu. Snickers just made its pecan bar a regular item. Orders of pecan-flavored items via DoorDash are up 28% year over year. Trying to agree on a pronunciation for pecan, as we say in the Northeast, or pecan, as some say, can make you nutty. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
At Cure and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and warm, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog developing overnight, a low of 60. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and remaining unseasonably warm with a high of 85. In Richland Center, We have westerly winds at 6 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 57, it's 83 degrees.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Grant County suffered its sixth traffic fatality of 2025 over the weekend. Last night at approximately 7:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a possible crash on County Highway X south of Wyalusing. The reporting party was operating a UTV and reported they heard a loud noise several hundred feet behind them, and they suspected someone crashed into the heavily wooded ditch. The reporting party stopped to check the area and discovered a motorcycle had crashed on the west side of the roadway. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Taylor Blizzard, 31, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling northbound on County Highway X on his motorcycle. Blizzard lost control of his motorcycle while negotiating a corner, and the motorcycle left the west side of the roadway. Blizzard was ejected from the motorcycle, and both Blizzard and his motorcycle went over the embankment on the west side of the road. Blizzard was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County coroner. Speed is suspected to be a factor in the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by Bloomington Fire, West Grant EMS, Bagley First Responders, and the Grant County Coroner's Office. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety following the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee this morning. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
What bothers me the most is how people are justifying, basically, you're seeing on social media and other aspects where people are actually saying he deserved it based on his comments. That, to me, in my very humble opinion, is the problem. I mean, the rep that died in Minnesota, she was a Democrat. The last thing I would want is something like that to help happen to some of my colleagues who might be on the other side of the aisle. I would never ever say something like that and wish that upon somebody. But to have the people out here, and to be honest with you, Phil, there are people in this county. And it's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, let me know. I'm not saying both sides are responsible, not necessarily responsible, but are, in my humble opinion, are contributing to this. So I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Mark Line says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. And we've talked about this in the past. I mean, you can come in. There are multiple entrances, which is potentially a problem. Maybe you can come in on the ground floor, multiple entrances, four entrances on the first floor. I know that, like, the new Senate sergeant at arm, he's very much into safety and stuff, and he's a former military background, and I'm glad that he is there now, because he's much more focused on safety than people were 15 years ago or whatever. And so he's watching people. He's, you know, and even in committee meetings, when Tony and I are in Joint Finance Committee, when somebody just starts walking up to the dais where we're sitting, he'll intercept them. And they may be coming up to hand us a piece of paper or something like that. But, you know, and I appreciate that caution. So I think there have been some improvements made just based on the personnel that are now in charge of the operation of the legislature. So I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol. A bill proposed in Madison last week would allow Wisconsin residents to voluntarily be temporarily barred from being able to buy a handgun. According to reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal, the bill would require the Department of Justice to create a do-not-sell list, preventing individuals on the list from buying a firearm from a registered dealer. Individuals who want to be added to the list would be able to request a 1-year, 5-year, or 20-year ban. They would not be able to be removed from the list for the first full year. After that, they would have to wait another 48 hours for their request to be removed to take effect. The bill follows former State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, a Democrat from Milwaukee who advocated for improving mental health services, who died by suicide last November. At the Capitol, Assembly Republicans' plan for the fall session includes several education-focused bills. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchens says he would overhaul the state's math curriculum, similar to a recent bill that overhauled the state's reading curriculum. Full implementation of Act 20, which revamped the state's reading curriculum, was delayed when Governor Evers used his partial veto on a piece of the program. The state Supreme Court overturned that move this summer. Another bill from Greenville Representative Dave Murphy wants to make it easier for high school students to earn dual credit that counts towards a college diploma. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's Move Over Law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. AAA Wisconsin Director of Public Affairs Nick Jarmas says 83% of Wisconsin motorists say that they always move over or slow down when they see the flashing lights of emergency vehicle, but only 49% say that they do so for disabled vehicles. Bill co-author, Herbitus Republican Representative Jim Pyrowasik, says as the law currently stands, it doesn't protect ordinary motorists. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois have all adopted expansions of their move over laws. Governor Tony Evers is formally seeking a court order to require the Republican-led Wisconsin state legislature to follow Wisconsin state law and comply with recent Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions regarding the administrative rulemaking process. The Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this year in Evers versus Markline, known as Evers 2, held that the Wisconsin state legislature had unconstitutionally overstepped its power by attempting to legislatively veto the administrative rule, making process and indefinitely obstructing rules from going into effect. The Wisconsin Supreme Court deemed several statutes to be unconstitutional for allowing legislative committees to block state executive agencies from publicizing final administrative rules approved by the governor. Consistent with the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision, Governor Evers last month directed Wisconsin state agencies to submit rules that had made it through the relevant part of the process to be to the Legislative Reference Bureau for finalization and publication. In total, the Evers administration submitted 12 administrative rules for publication that had received the governor's approval. However, despite Evers 2, the Republican majority on the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization directed the Legislative Reference Bureau not to publish 9 of those rules, essentially blocking the rules from taking effect, even though the governor has approved them. Governor Evers' lawsuit argues the Wisconsin state legislature, which was already determined by the state's highest court in Evers 2, to have unconstitutionally obstructed the Evers administration from publicizing rules, is continuing its attempts to legislatively veto administrative rules. The governor's lawsuit seeks an injunction ordering the Legislative Reference Bureau to publish the 9 rules the Evers administration has already submitted and all administrative rules that have completed all preceding rulemaking procedures have been approved by the governor. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a total of $160.8 million in key projects around the state, including $50 million for 50 projects and communities across Wisconsin funded through the new non-state grant program, which was created in the 2023-25 biennial budget. These grants are targeted at bolstering critical infrastructure and services across key sectors such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. The 50 non-state grant program projects include $2 million to Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for MRI construction and to enhance access to healthcare, and $1,432,800 to the City of Baraboo for upgrades to local emergency response. An official with the Tony Evers administration is leaving. The Democratic governor announced the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation secretary and CEO, Missy Hughes, will resign the position effective September 19th. Hughes joined the Evers administration in 2019, following confirmation by the state Senate. Prior to that, she served as general counsel and chief mission officer at Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative Organic Valley. A search for a successor is underway, and Evers expects to announce that person in the coming weeks. WEDC is a public-private agency designed to assist business development and innovation through loans, grants, tax credits, and technical assistance programs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has improved its air quality data map to help the public stay air aware. The map displays real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network and provides a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The latest updates offer a more intuitive and user-friendly experience, making it easier to stay informed about air quality. One of the updates is a new orange or above AQI filter, which makes it easier for users to quickly identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact health. During periods of poor air quality across Wisconsin, such as ozone advisories or the wildfire smoke events experienced this summer, users can toggle the map filter to provide clear visual guidance to help communities stay informed and make safer decisions. In addition to the new monitoring map, the public can also sign up to receive air quality advisory notices from the DNR via email. A Richland County resident has been arrested for possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned 3 cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. This morning, the Richland County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant as a result of the investigation at a residence within the village of Boaz. Deputies took into custody Don L. McCormick, 38, of Boaz, for one count of possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, Richland County District Attorney, and Richland EMS. A central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his six-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued for Ruby Lehman at mid-morning on Thursday after she went missing from her grandmother's house in the Portage County village of Ullman. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the alert for Ruby shortly before 6 Saturday evening. She was found safe and 34-year-old Jordan Coyle is in custody. Officers located Coyle's pickup truck Saturday afternoon before locating both him and the little girl in a wooded area shortly before 5. Charges are pending against Coyle, who is a registered sex offender. It's 83 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced a new doctor. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
We've reached a new daytime high so far for today at 84 degrees. The search for a new family practice physician within a specialty in obstetrics ended successfully with the addition of Dr. Demilola Adesanya to the team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Originally from Nigeria and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Dr. Adesanya comes most recently from PCC Community Wellness Center in Illinois, where she worked as a perinatal and child health fellow with a focus on high-risk obstetrics and surgical obstetrics. She also spent time in Arusha, Tanzania, during her fellowship, working in the maternity ward. Her outstanding academic achievements include graduating magna cum laude from the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education at City College of New York and earning her Doctor of Medicine from State University of New York, Downstate Health Sciences University. She will begin seeing patients later this fall. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving one-time grants of $250,000 to provide services in their communities that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties, Kenosha County, Forest County, Pottawatomie community, and Milwaukee's Hispanic community are receiving the funding. The DHS grants are funded by Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for its flu vaccine clinic. The clinic will begin providing vaccinations by appointment only at all locations, including Muscadet Health Center and Spring Green Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call the Richland Hospital Clinic at 608-647-6321. The Muscadet Health Center at 608-739-3113, or the Spring Green Medical Center at 608-588-7413. Patients who already have a clinic appointment with their primary care provider can receive a vaccine during that appointment. Due to delays at the federal level, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is not yet able to offer the new COVID vaccine. An update will be provided as soon as it becomes available at each of the clinics. State Representative Travis Tranel is now accepting nominations for the 49th Assembly District for the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award. Created in 2019, this award highlights the great work that brave men and women of our emergency services do each and every day to keep our community safe. Nominees can include police officer or sheriff's deputy, a firefighter, or any level of EMS personnel, and can be either a paid or volunteer public servant that you believe exemplify community service, selflessness, and dedication. You can nominate a deserving person for a variety of reasons, including a specific heroic action, a significant professional achievement, something special they do for the community during the course of their work, body of work over time, and/or length of service. One deserving individual will be selected from each assembly district and invited to the state capitol in Madison to be formally recognized on the assembly floor for a special recognition ceremony on Tuesday, October 14th. To have your local hero be eligible, nominations are due to Representative Tranel's office no later than Friday, September 19th. Include the name of person nominated, nominee's position or job title, name of person or group making the nomination, contact information, and a brief description of the candidate to rep.tranel@legis.wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, known as the R3. The Hunter R3 grant supports projects that promote awareness, understanding, and participation in safe, ethical hunting and hunting-related outdoor skills for anyone who wants to learn. These skills offer individuals a unique connection with nature and wildlife and foster confidence and comfort in wild places. A total grant pool of $75,000 is available. Individual grant awards are typically limited to $25,000. These cost-sharing funds can be awarded to individuals or community-based organizations. Wisconsin tribes, universities, and schools. The deadline to submit grant applications is today. Applicants should plan to start projects approximately 1 year from the application deadline. Learn more and apply on the DNR's Hunter R3 grant program webpage. The Vernon County Development Department is accepting nominations for the 2025 Vernon County Awards, an annual celebration of the people, businesses, and organizations shaping the community's future while honoring its rich traditions. This year's theme, Legacy Builders, Honoring Tradition, Embracing the Future, reflects how Vernon County's strong history of leaders and bold entrepreneurs continues to shape the future and inspire growth, innovation, collaboration, and community values today. Nominations are open through Friday at noon. Award categories include returning favorites, such as business and event awards, as well as the opportunity to recognize young leaders volunteers, professionals, and nonprofits that impact the community. A full list of award categories and nomination forms can be found online at vernoncountywi.gov/departments/community_development/2025_awards.php. The 2025 Awards Banquet will be held Thursday, November 6th at Venue in the Valley in Coon Valley. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle are Bonnie Marshall on ticket number 174 and Connie Zija on ticket number 41. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, September 15th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died last Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Whitaker is survived by her husband Buck, daughter Deanne Houston of Richland Center, two stepchildren, Randy Allen and Val Whitaker of Berlin, and Tina Marie and Richard Raynham of England, two grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, her mother, Lillian Naquin of Midland, Texas, two sisters, Stephanie Lentz of Hutto, Texas, and Jennifer and Eddie Stewart of Midland, Texas, sister-in-law, Judy Naquin of Cleveland, Tennessee, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Tuesday from 5 to 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Survivors of Charlene Cowling include a daughter, Vicki and Kelly Schaefer, a son, Tom and Val Cowling, special great-grandson, sisters Sharon Pliner, Sandy and Jerome Durst, Verlin and Alan Stoll, Sue and Lester McBain, Betty and Sean Hatfield, and Tina Taylor. Brothers LaVon and Hilda Hicks, Terry Hicks, and Steve and Sarah Hicks. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Brenda Ott is survived by two children, Sarah and Andy Dalton, and Ethan Ott and Dean, a grandson, three sisters, Trudy and Marvin Brown, Deb and Tom Bells, and Susie and Dan Beinborn, a brother, Robbie and Julie Blair, and numerous nieces and nephews. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died last Monday following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice. Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, two sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana. Three grandchildren, two step-granddaughters, two step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Barbara Herbing Lee of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Minisca, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Vern and Rita Aketz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Attention Richland County and surrounding residents, if your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they'll leave you well pleased.
Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Lori Ronghold, Eric and Aaron Schultz, David and Jane Huth, Dustin and Holly Huffman, Dan and Vicki McCormick, Kurt and Terry Ostrander, Ron and Jodine Rowe, Carrie and Rebecca Stoltz, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Jim and Lola Schweitzer, and Frank and Sandy Sittig. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Basketball Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Unusually warm air continues to flow into Wisconsin and the Midwest out ahead of a stalled-out weather system in the Plain States. On this boundary of the warm, moist air coming toward us, we're seeing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across Iowa through the eastern part of Minnesota. Some of those will be clipping extreme west central and northwest Wisconsin this afternoon and tonight, but should stay northwest of our listening area. Otherwise, those temperatures will continue to hover about 15 degrees above normal through most of the week, with a bit of humidity at times as well. There could be some more spotty showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and Wednesday, mainly just to our west and north. And then as we head toward Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, the chance of rain will gradually increase in our area as the low pressure system in the Plain States draws closer. Temperatures also projected to cool down heading into the weekend. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy, high temperature in the low to mid 80s, southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog developing, low 60. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm, high temperature in the middle 80s, the wind southeast at 5 to 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy, rather summer-like once again, low 60, high close to 84. For Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, still unusually warm, low 60, high 84. Small chance of a shower coming up Thursday night. Friday, partly mostly cloudy and breezy, slight chance of showers, high 76. There's a good chance of scattered showers Saturday and Sunday, possibly some thunderstorms mixed in. High temperature near 73 on Saturday, 71 on Sunday. Enjoy that nice weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 57. Our high so far today, 85. The record high for this date set in 1939 is 93 degrees. The record low 30 was set in 1975. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 7:12 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:42. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.11. Relative humidity is 59% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A follow-up on Farm Bureau's Washington fly-in today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Hundreds of Farm Bureau members from around the country visited with federal officials and members of Congress in Washington last week. It was to show the folks in D.C. that their help is needed in farming America. I reconnected with Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau, for his takeaway.
This is not a good time to be in agriculture, I'm just saying. Unless you're a diversified farm with cattle and maybe some other meat protein areas that aren't hit as bad or maybe faring a little better, but that's not the world we're in today for the most part. For the most part, South Dakotans are more specialized in agriculture, and right or wrong, we got to find a better way.
Somke says he feels the message got through.
For the most part, there was no pushback. I think people were trying to learn, but you know, they've got a pretty big plate full. I mean, it's not just this problem. You got the possibility of a shutdown coming up. And if they don't fund the government, that's going to be a problem. And then also the farm bill itself expires. They're going to have to do something about that.
Somke says many of agriculture's problems are not just something for Washington to fix. He suggests that the government and farmers and others in the ag industry may need to pivot from some long-standing ways of doing business in order to compete globally. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Disaster Aid. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. In 1926, Pioneer revolutionized farming. We're proud to be the one you count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The USDA has announced $1 billion in disaster recovery assistance for livestock producers. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins tells Brownfield the funding is available through the Emergency Livestock Relief Program for 2023 and 2024 flood and wildfire.
This will help producers offset increased supplemental feed costs. But what makes this one different is I believe this is the first time we're going to recognize losses beyond just grazing. For example, for our dairy producers, that's a really, really big deal.
She says sign up begins today.
Check with your local FSA office. The sign up closes the end of October, October 31st, and then we'll begin distributing money almost immediately.
The U.S. and China held trade discussions in Madrid, Spain over the weekend. Ag economist Greg McBride with Allendale says disputes over tariffs were a main focal point.
I don't think these have anything to do with soybeans. I think this is more trying to get on the same page about the tariff situation, not necessarily negotiating purchases or what they're going to alleviate tariffs on.
He tells Brownfield he's hopeful future discussions about soybean purchases will take place.
It is zero across the board. Now, there are unknown purchases that have been made in years past. We've looked at those as basically Chinese until we're told otherwise. I don't know if we can say that this year.
McBride says China continues to utilize South America for its soybean needs.
That's the lion's share of who they're buying those beans from. But they're taking and buying from Argentina and Uruguay now, which is going to take away from U.S. sales.
A grain and oilseeds analyst with Terrain says there's an opportunity to increase some ag exports to Mexico. Bree Botts tells Brownfield, while they're a top customer for U.S. corn, there could be additional market access for soybeans.
They don't grow a lot of soybeans domestically, so I don't expect that momentum to decline in the future. And then when we think about grain product commodities from domestic processing here at home, Mexico is actually our largest export market for dried distiller grains and our second largest importer for soybean meal here in the U.S.
She says that could help, but it won't offset the lack of purchases from China.
We really should focus on trade partnerships as it relates to soybean meal, and that actually has honestly been a bright spot as well for exports to other South American countries and in the Caribbean.
And the USDA says unknown destinations bought nearly 150,000 tons of U.S. corn for delivery this marketing year. That continues the hot streak of global demand for U.S. corn due to competitive prices. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business are quiet. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a slow start. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the back half of the week. Dress deals in the north last week had a range of $373 to $382, mostly $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted averages. There was also some scattered light business in the south reported at $235 to $240 live, mostly $238 to $240, which was $2 to $4 below the previous week's business. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers 750 to 850 pounds were $8 to $10 lower. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds were $2 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers were $3 to $8 lower. The USDA says there was very good demand for all weights of steers and heifers. There were a few springborn calves in the offering. The market was very active for yearlings. Medium and large one feeder steers 856 to 895 pounds brought $345 to $382.50. Feeder steers 950 to 994 pounds brought $335 to $363. Medium and large one feeder heifers 854 to 899 pounds brought $321 to $353. Box beef was higher at midday on good demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $1.85 at $401.89. Select was 15 cents higher at $378.59. Cash hog prices at the major directs were not reported due to confidentiality. Processors have been in the driver's seat and typically have been slow to get the week's business going. The market remains largely focused on demand. Globally, demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, despite inconsistent and minimal purchases from China amid trade disruptions. Domestic demand has also remained strong. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $106.85. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $80. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $70 to $82. And pork values were firm at midday, up 19 cents at $114.70. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah! Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Wiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Wiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Wiffle's Hybrids.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Looks like nothing pertaining to ag came out of this round of trade talks with China. And the trade is watching early U.S. harvest activity ahead of the weekly crop numbers out at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. November beans are down 1.5 at 1044 and 3 quarters. January's 1.75 lower at 1063 and a half. October soybean meal's $1.90 lower at 285.70. October bean oil's up 14 points at 51.81. Corn is down today, also seeing some profit-taking. Friday's USDA numbers were bearish, even if the reaction wasn't, with record yield in production and another increase in acres. Unknown destinations did buy nearly 150,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December corn's down 6.25 at 423 and 3 quarters. March is now 5.5 lower at 441 and 3 quarters. And wheat today is mixed. Recent rain has likely boosted prospects for Argentina and Australia. Stateside, winter wheat planting and development weather looks mixed. December Chicago's up 1.5 at 525. December Kansas City's 1.5 higher at 516.25. December Minneapolis is a half lower at 571.25. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply, supported by the tight market-ready numbers. This week's show list does look mostly lower than last week. October live's up 460 at 234.57. December's 445 higher at 236.37. With the lower move in corn, October feeders are up 882 at 354.62. And on the firm midday pork and the strength in cattle, October hogs are up 62 at 97.75. December's 35 higher at 88.97. Brownfield.
Savory spread loaded with nutritional benefits. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Hummus is a creamy, savory dip made primarily from cooked mashed chickpeas that is then blended with tahini, which is made from ground sesame seeds. Tim McGreevy, CEO of USA Pulses, says it's a food trend that's also a nutritional powerhouse.
Hummus has been such a huge success story.
He tells Brownfield the rise in consumer demand for hummus actually correlated with the growth in acres. He shares this little bit of history.
You know, we have less than 50,000 acres of chickpeas grown in the United States, and it was primarily in California and Washington and Idaho in the Pacific Northwest. And it has since grown to 577,000 acres. There is a direct line between the explosion of hummus in our diets, really beginning in the late 90s and in the 2000s, while hummus just went on a rocket rise, and so did acreage in a really big way.
Here's the good news about hummus. It is high in plant-based protein. It's a good source of fiber, and it contains healthy fats from both the tahini and olive oil. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after talks with a Chinese delegation, there is a framework to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok.
Congress last year passed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it got sufficient U.S. ownership. But President Trump has repeatedly extended the deadline for the app's sale set in that law. Another deadline looms on Wednesday. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
U.S. officials say President Trump and China's leader will speak Friday. ABC News has obtained some 911 calls made in the moments after the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Cook last week at Utah Valley University.
You just got shot in the head.
Authorities say suspect Tyler Robinson could be charged in court as soon as tomorrow for Kirk's murder. In Minneapolis, nearly 3 weeks after a mass shooting during Mass at Annunciation Catholic School, ABC station KSDP reports students are expected to return to classes tomorrow. Two children died. 21 others were injured. This is ABC News.